Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Joshua and David had their worries, had their troubles in their day. But they knew no harm could overcome them when they'd kneel right down and pray.
Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Should old sin begin to overtake you, and old Satan's at your door, read the book, and there you find the answer, and sin will trouble you no more.
Now, sister, read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, sister? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Reading from John 15, verse 8. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, February 1st, 2021. Happy February.
As you know, during Mark and Friends, about a week and a half ago, God just said, Mark, I want you to lead off with my word each and every program. So I do my best to search the scriptures, find something that I think will be a blessing to you. And this really segues into our special guest that I'll introduce in just a moment, because he's all about disciple making, but not just ending there, having those disciples help make more disciples that'll help make more disciples. And I love this verse, John 15:8. This is to my Father's glory, this is Jesus speaking, that you bear much fruit. And some of that fruit making is developing disciples that will develop disciples. But last Friday, it's kind of interesting, I shared Philemon 1:6, and this would have been a great one for our special guests too. Philemon 1:6 is, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. And so with me on the phone lines, actually he's driving, but this was the best way to track him down. He has a full schedule, but it's Bill Allison. Bill and Stacy Allison serve Jesus Christ as disciple-making missionaries. Bill is the executive director of Cadre Missionaries, whose mission is to make disciple-makers who make more disciple-makers. And as part of Bill's missionary role, he is the author and co-author of Jesus-centric disciple-making books, resources, and training experiences. And I'm already going to tell you, listening friends, Bill is a dear friend that's a distant friend. I know him primarily through Pastor Jason Schiffo, who many of you know from our Friday editions of Mark and Friends, has been tutored and mentored and has become a strong disciple maker because of Cadre Missionaries and Bill's involvement in his life. And Jason always talks about many times when he shares his testimony, the influence that Bill had on him. But let me tell you a little more about Bill, and then we're going to actually get him on the phone line here. He's driving along, but in Bill's own words, and this is from his website, and you can learn a lot more about Cadre Missionaries at cadremissionaries.com. That's cadremissionaries.com. But Bill's got a great sense of humor. He loves people, and I love this bio. It says, in his own words, I aspire to live and follow Jesus. I love my wife of 32-plus years, our 7 kids, so kudos, he's raised 7 kids. Great coffee, you can already tell that he and Jason must be buddies. Apple computers, motorcycles, chocolate, learning, volunteers, the church, Gibson Les Paul guitars, the blues, laughing at myself, the Cubs, the next generation, and I'm very intrigued by the disciple-making genius of Jesus. The question that keeps me up at nights is this: what does first century Jesus, like disciple making, look like in the 21st century world. Some of my longtime goals are to chase a tornado, drive in a demolition derby, survive parenthood, and ride a motorcycle with my wife from Chicago to L.A. on old Route 66. As cadre missionaries, we live by faith and trust God to financially provide for our family and our disciple-making life. Well, Bill, I'm so glad you're available. We talked some months back about Memorization Monday and your heart for Matthew 28:19, which is what we're going to talk about and look at. And I already know we're going to have you back tomorrow for Testimony Tuesday because I want to share some of your faith journey. But let me read Matthew 28:19. And then let's talk a little, and then I'll read from Robert J. Morgan's book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, and then we'll talk some more. But today we're going to look at, on Memorization Monday, Matthew 28:19, which says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." So, Bill, when I said pick out one of the verses in the upcoming weeks you'd like to talk about, why Matthew 28:19 and fit in some of what cadre missionaries are all about?
Well, thank you so much, Mark. I love that passage of Scripture. And if you ask the average person that goes to church, you know, hey, what's the church exist to do? I think a lot of them could identify the Great Commission, make disciples of all nations. But what's fascinating to me is we never unpack that to the point where we know what it looks like in our everyday life. Mm-hmm. So consequently, two things happen. One is we think that if we're going to do disciple making, we got to have some kind of a program or booklet or whatever. You know, we think it's like something that happens at church, and that can be included. The other part of it is we forget that it really is about a simple way of life. And if you look at that passage, go and make disciples, a lot of people are like, well, they emphasize the go. And the go is like, hey, we got to go. And so a lot of people think that means, well, we got to go overseas. And while it certainly includes that, what we don't understand is that it means as you go. And a lot of scholars believe that you could read Matthew 28:19 as you go, make disciples. And so I think we kind of sometimes we're clear about the mission, but we don't know what it looks like. And sometimes we let ourselves off the hook because we think that's for foreign missionaries and not us. And I actually believe that every follower of Jesus is supposed to make disciples who make disciples who make more disciples.
And I love that as you go, because it could be as you go to the grocery store, as you go to your workplace, as you go and meet with friends, that as you go is literally everywhere you go.
Yes, and I think that captures what I understand Jesus to have done with his disciples. Wherever they went, he preached the gospel and he made disciples.
Now, I'm going to probably ask you this again tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends Testimony Tuesday, but give us kind of an overview of cadre missionaries. I know you have two other couples that assist and go out, and for some of our pastors or small groups, how can cadre missionaries be a resource or an event or an activity that you bring to their church or their large group? So give us a little background on what cadre missionaries are all about.
Well, we're partners. We're disciple-making partners with churches and ministries that want to know what disciple-making looks like in all the congregation, not just for the pastoral staff. And if there's some pastors out there who are wondering, how can I engage disciple-making in my church, or someone who's a part of a ministry, like what's that look like in our women's ministry, our youth ministry, our men's ministry? Well, we would love to come alongside you and help you help others three generations deep so that disciple-making can be celebrated in your church and ministry. I actually believe, Mark, that because we have the gospel and we have the Holy Spirit living in every believer, that disciple-making is already happening in every church. But a lot of times, it's kind of under the radar, and it doesn't get celebrated. And those are the kinds of things that we like to come alongside ministries, find where God's already doing that work, and then celebrate it, because what gets celebrated gets replicated.
Right, and I love your storytelling ability and the hands-on activities. I've sat through a few of your presentations at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. I've talked with you before, and some of it is rooted in as we become followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and we fall in love with God, the natural outpouring of that is to love others. And you kind of give us tools and techniques and some healthy conviction to say, hey, if we're going to love one another, we're going to want to share our faith and introduce them to Jesus. And it's going to be very natural, but sometimes it might even be a little uncomfortable because we're just not used to doing it.
Very much so. You know, Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And I think in our current ministry culture in North America, it pretty much celebrates gathering large groups of people. But Jesus never just gathers people. He said, if you follow me, I'm going to make you a fisher. And I would like to just lay down this challenge. If we're not fishing for men, I don't think we're really following Jesus. Those two go together, and that actually is what Philemon 1:6 is talking about as well.
Now, Bill, I know you were traveling this past weekend, and I think you were preaching in Iowa. They've had you back, and I know you serve the pulpit in many churches, but what was your message on Sunday? What were you trying to exhort or encourage those believers to know about God or about reaching out and touching people with the love of Jesus?
It's interesting you should say that, because I preached on Ephesians 4:11-12, which is Paul's understanding of what disciple-making looks like in a group of people who are following Jesus together. He says he's given pastors, evangelists, prophets, teachers, those kinds of people to the church. For what reason? Not so they can do all the work of the ministry, but so they can equip the people of the church to do the work of the ministry. That's Ephesians 4:11-12 is the clearest understanding of what Paul thinks Jesus-like disciple-making looks like in a church. And it's fascinating to me. I would call Ephesians 4:11-12, equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry, is probably the most ignored disciple-making command in local churches today.
Well, I'm going to do our reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Robert J. Morgan in just a moment here. And Bill, as you're driving along with your wife, Stacy, you know, stay safe. And we're looking at Matthew 28:19. And when I'm going to have you back, I want to have you talk a little about taking that one-year challenge, a little more about Cadre Missionaries and how people can find out more about the ministry work that you're doing and how to invite you to come speak. And they can find out more at cadremissionaries.com. That's cadremissionaries.com. But I also want to talk a little about the book that you've recently written, The Disciple-Making Genius of Jesus. I mean, if there's anyone that knows about making disciples, it'd be Jesus, and how he wants to equip us to follow in his footsteps. So here's our reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. We're focusing this week and today on Matthew 28:19, which says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Great Commission is easy to memorize if you keep in mind its five great components. 1. His power. At our church, we sometimes have a commissioning service for missionaries leaving to serve in other places. Matthew 28 gives us our Lord's commission service for every Christian. The Great Commission begins with Christ's assertion of authority over heaven and earth. He has the right to send us even to those who don't invite us to come. We're authorized to go with the full backing of his unlimited power and authority. 2. His purpose. We are to make disciples. Literally, this passage says, as you are going, make disciples. A disciple is someone who confesses Jesus as Lord, is actively growing in his word, and is fully committed to his purpose of making other disciples. Hey, Bill, is that kind of resonating with your heart and mind?
It's almost like we're reading the same Bible.
Yeah, that's right. 3, his place. Our zone of ministry is the world, all nations. In Matthew 24, Jesus predicted the gospel would be preached to the whole world as a testimony to all nations before he returns. 4, his plan. Disciple making involves two simple steps, baptizing and teaching. Baptizing implies we have shared the gospel and led someone to receive it. Then we must teach that person. Notice that Jesus doesn't say, teaching them everything I have commanded you, but teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. Discipleship isn't just a matter of book learning, but of lifestyle transformation. And then number five, his presence. Just as Jesus began his commission by asserting his power, he ended by promising his presence. He'll abide with us always to the end of the age. He's a very present help, a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and the unseen partner in all of our efforts for his kingdom. And then there's a special section here in these two pages written by Robert J. Morgan that begins with, notice how God made every living thing to propagate? I can't get over how persistently the plants spread in my little garden. Stubborn weeds and grasses shoot around the mulch, creating entrenched aggravations for me. Nearby raspberries launch new stems like meteors, shooting through the air, landing, taking root, and sending out more stems to nearby spots. The neighboring maple trees send out an air force of helicopters that drop their seeds like bombs all over my vegetable beds and flower pots. So it shouldn't come as a surprise that God built the same driving potential into his church. It is as natural for the church of Jesus Christ to spread as it is for weeds, raspberries, and maple trees. And in fact, it's not just a potential and a pattern. It is a commandment. It is our commission. We are sent like human helicopters into the world to spread the message of Christ, person to person, until it covers the globe. And then he closes out with a quote by David Livingstone, if a commission by an earthly king is considered an honor, how can a commission by a heavenly king be considered a sacrifice? David Livingstone. Oh, I don't know, Bill. I'm kind of getting excited about this reading and then knowing the unique and great work that Cadre Missionaries is doing. And so tell us a little more about Cadre Ministries and maybe closing out our program with just a couple tips or thoughts for our listeners to maybe actively engage with their neighbor, their family, their friend, their coworker, just the, like a calling where you would say, listening friend, God's commanded us to do this. Be excited about it. Be engaged. This is something that pleases him and you want to do. But maybe we're unfamiliar or we're insecure, so help us think that through.
Well, I got some great news for everybody who is a follower of Jesus. You're not supposed to disciple everybody because there's no way you alone could do it. But you are supposed to disciple somebody's. And usually, you know, I say somebody's plural because it's usually more than one. And what I would just encourage people to do is, and I dare them to pray this prayer. It's a little section of the prayer that I wrote that I pray on a daily basis. It's called the Disciple Maker's Prayer. And one of the phrases in it, it says, Lord, show me who to pull close for Jesus-like disciple-making friendships. I'm here to tell you that that is a prayer God loves to answer. You know, none of us have figured out how to make disciples like Jesus perfectly. We all do it very imperfectly. But the point is we have a great example in Jesus. And what's fascinating to me is when Jesus actually designates some of his disciples as apostles, he spends, according to Luke 6, he spends the whole night in prayer. And then the first thing he does when he comes from that prayer time is he actually names 12 disciples. That makes me believe that it was prayer that brought clarity to who Jesus was going to disciple. And so I think the good news is you and I can't disciple everybody, but we can disciple somebody. The question is who? And so my challenge to everybody out there is to pray, God, show me who you want me to pull close for Jesus-like disciple-making. If anybody would like a copy of the prayer, the Disciple Maker's Prayer, the whole thing, you can go to DisciplemakersPrayer.com, DisciplemakersPrayer.com, and you'll see the Disciple Maker's Prayer there. And the most simplest thing any of us can do is start with prayer and say, Lord, I have not made disciples. I go to church. I read my Bible, but I have not engaged in disciple making in any way. So, Lord, I want to start doing that. Your first step, and a step that you'll never want to get away from, is praying on a daily basis the Disciple Maker's Prayer. And that's disciplemakersprayer.com.
Now, Bill, as I mentioned on the front end of this program, there's so much to your story and your testimony and how you met Stacy and, you know, raising your seven children and then just this cadre ministries that you've been a part of for many years and the unique role that God has had you with the church, where you've gone into many churches, churches that are very successful in making disciples and preaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus, but where you can kind of help them along or fine-tune it or make it better understood on why we are all called to be disciple makers. So we're going to have you back on Testimony Tuesday, and I hope many of our listeners will stop by cadremissionaries.com. Cadre, C-A-D-R-E, missionaries.com to find out more about Bill Allison and his team that are going out and making disciples, real-life disciple-making friendships. And then the recent book that you've published, The Disciple-Making Genius of Jesus. Maybe tomorrow we can talk a little more about that, because I think if there's anyone that knows all about disciple-making, it's Jesus. And we want to model that. He's actually commanded us to go into all the world. As we began this program, Matthew 28:19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So, Bill, thank you for being available on today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Monday, the Memorization Monday edition. And we'll have you back for Testimony Tuesday to learn more about some of your own faith journey and how God does desire all of us to come and know him in a personal way.
Thank you so much, Mark, for having me. I really appreciate you.
All right. Well, that was Bill Allison. He's the CEO or the head kahuna of CadreMissionaries.com. He wouldn't take that name. He said, Mark, I'm just a servant of the Lord's, and this is where he has me right now, but I appreciate Bill and his testimony and just how he has learned to follow the Lord Jesus and is equipping all of us to be disciple-making and be about the disciple-making business, if you will, because that's something that the Lord has commanded us. So we'll hear some of his testimony on Testimony Tuesday. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.